Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, the phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the controversy over ChatGPT. It is an online so-called artificial intelligence. I'm sure some people would quibble with that particular designation, but that's what people are calling it. And it allows people to just have this AI tool write things for them. You want to write up a poem? You want to write up a short script? You want to write up an essay? You want to write some program, a computer program that can do all of those things and probably more than I, you know, have even considered. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
The news, of course, that we're talking about is that the New York City School District has prohibited now ChatGPT from its public school networks and devices.
You've been banned.
We'll talk more about that coming up here in moments, but we're actually going to go to your phone calls and thoughts because, well, that's what we do. We have open phones every night here on Free Talk Live. And let's start out with someone who is saying they are a representative of the Illuminati calling from the headquarters of the Illuminati. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a representative of the Illuminati, and we were watching your show, and we have decided that we need to shut you down, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a little late. The federal government's already been doing the best they possibly can to do that.
We talked to them, and they said that that's not going to matter because the Illuminati has so many powers in the government that they can just shut you down willy-nilly as they please.
But why haven't they done that already?
They're working on it.
Okay. Now, what is it about this show that is upsetting to the Illuminati?
It was the Biden stuff you were talking about.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? I just watched
Biden has come up in more than one conversation.
Did we even mention Biden tonight?
The new stuff.
I think he got an early mention early on in the story. Was there something
the documents?
I don't know about it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you talking about the documents that they found from when he was vice president that were squirreled away in his library?
We didn't talk about that at all tonight.
No, definitely not that one.
Well, what stuff? I thought you said you were watching the show.
I know. It's the Biden stuff you just talked about.
Well, we weren't talking about Biden recently. We were talking about the school district, man.
And ChatGPT.
This has not been a very illuminating conversation.
The Biden ChatGPT, he's on there.
Biden ChatGPT. Okay.
Have you seen that one?
You're losing me, representative of the Illuminati. Why don't you tell us a little bit? What is the Illuminati?
Illuminate us.
Yeah, what is it? I mean, tell our listeners. I mean, people may have heard a thing or two here or there about the Illuminati. There's a lot of misinformation. Now you've got the chance to correct the record about the Illuminati. What do you guys stand for?
Honestly, the Illuminati is a great organization. We do a lot of things for the community. We try to bring people together.
No, that's not an answer.
Like a one world group community would be wonderful.
Okay,
we could all just.
I mean, there's only one world, and we're already a community.
That's not really an answer as to what the Illuminati stands for. I mean, there's a lot of people that do charity work.
That's exactly what we stand for. We stand for charity work.
Well, so do we. Why would you want to shut us down?
You said some stuff that was against our. I guess you could say our goals.
What was that?
What goals are those?
We don't have time to get into that.
All right. Oh. You know, you could have been a lot more fun with this call, but thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're only 4 minutes into this segment.
I appreciate the attempt. I mean, it would have been a more creative call. I don't even know if I want to call it a crank call because it wasn't like particularly.
Yeah, he could have at least pretended he was in
some
sort of
crankier.
Yeah.
He could have pretended he was in some sort of sex cult called the Illuminati.
Yeah, right. Well, but I like to think of myself as Illuminons. So Illuminati means the illuminated ones?
Right. That's what he should have said when I asked him what they stood for.
Or, if we're conspiracy theorists, we could be the Illuminati.
Ah.
Like the tinfoil. Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
Now, I don't really think that... Okay, so now, if you've ever had a flashlight shined in your eyes, you find out it's a really bad way to look at things. So if you've been illuminated, then the rest of the world is quite dark to you, and you can't see anything. Whereas I am illuminans. So instead of being illuminated, I like to illuminate the world around me.
Ooh, yeah.
So
okay.
It's really no surprise that the Illuminati would be against me.
Lighting someone else's candle, so to speak, passing on.
No, you guys know those glow sticks that you, like, snap and they glow in the dark? If you cut one of them open, and you just sort of, like... You know, I can't describe, how do you describe this?
Not let it get in your eyes.
You chuck it at another person, you know, sort of squirt gun style, and you get it all over their clothes. They become illuminated.
That's true.
Let's go to Jimmy. Maybe he'll illuminate us here tonight. Calling from Florida. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hi. Oh, Captain, my Captain. I really felt the pain when you said how miserable you are under government and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I have a suggestion on how to relieve that. Did you know the Eskimos have no government up there? Why don't you go up there and live? Don't wait for Ian to change to Hampshire. There's already one here.
Alaska does have a government. In fact, there's no place on planet Earth that is not claimed by government.
I didn't say Alaska. I said the Eskimos at the North Pole.
Well, okay. Either way, there's no place on planet Earth that is not claimed by a government.
Yeah, the people in this room have no government either. So we already got it.
Some people also want to have...
But no, like, thanks for the suggestion. Like, I appreciate that you're thinking and you're trying to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. Trying to help you. Yeah, that's true. But some people don't want to... Like, for instance, same reason why some people don't want to do what our other co-host, Mark Edge, has been suggesting, and that is move to a low-population island, is because they want to have more options. They want to have freedom, and they want to have a society. They want to have, you know, options for work and options for play, and not just have, you know, the same 2-square-mile or 5-square-mile radius that they get to walk around in.
Well, and, like, to some extent, if you're an individual and you just want freedom for yourself, you could probably put yourself into a position where you have your own personal maximum amount of freedom.
I think that's what Jimmy's saying.
But
you could go to the North Pole.
But that takes out the, I guess the thing that drives me to, like, be here, at least at this point in space and time, is that I not only want it for myself, but I understand that in order for me to have it long-term, and for anybody else who wants it to have it long-term, that I must also give it to everybody else.
Who wants it, at least? Some people don't want it.
Right.
Like
but,
Jimmy.
But that option should be there. Like, I want humanity to be free because I know that that's the best way for me to be free, right? I can be selfish and just go, okay, well, I'm going to live here, and, you know, I'll have a passport for this, and I'll have business over here, and, like, you know, that kind of thing, right? I could set that up to where I have the most amount of freedom that I can have within whatever status, you know, paradigm that I choose to operate within.
But is the world around you going to be getting more or less free?
Correct.
You do that.
Right. Less, because I'm not participating with my other fellow human beings who want to be free.
And part of it, for me, is how long? So, like, the Amish are relatively ungoverned.
Yes.
Like, they are extremely low government. Like, they, you know, they have their traditions, they have their councils, but, like, the government mostly leaves them alone. But as time goes on, less and less so. So the further
you keep hearing about them getting raided for selling raw milk and things like
eggs.
That.
Exactly.
Exactly. the yolk's on you.
So yeah, the further and further we get into this thing, the less and less they're going to be left alone. And I have no doubt that that would also apply to the Inuit. So, I mean, sure, they're left alone for the most part for now.
Well, they don't have any money from which to tax them, right? Like, they're just living off the land. They got some, whatever the hell it is they eat up there, seal or polar bear.
They will find a way to tax blubber.
Well, Jimmy, right?
Jimmy's
sentiment reminds me of the age-old, well, if you don't like it, why don't you just leave? And it's like, why should I leave a geographic area that I have spent time in?
Well, you did leave. You left Seattle.
Well, I did, actually. It's true. Well, I left Wisconsin, too, for that matter. Every other state I ever resided in, you know, I did eventually leave. So there's something to that. But, you know, why should I be the one to leave when I'm not the a-hole?
Well, you haven't counted the problems. Do you realize half the country is dependent upon a federal government check or subsidy?
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Your state will be broke.
Yep. No, we've talked about that.
Your state will be broke.
Jimmy, we've definitely talked about that. We pointed out that half the country is, if they're not on welfare, they're getting government subsidies or they're getting government contracts. They get some sort of money from the government, and that is a huge problem, creating dependency.
Okay, but how are you guys going to make it when half the hospitals are going to have to close, the colleges are going to have to close?
What are you talking about?
People are gonna, the doctors are going to have to close.
Why would they be closing?
Senior citizens.
Why would those?
Senior
why would
citizens?
Jimmy, why would the hospitals be closing?
Medicare anymore.
Why would any of these things occur?
Okay. Medicare payments. They depend on Medicare. And
they don't. No, that's not true. Not all of them. I mean, I have a doctor here in Keene that accepts cryptocurrency and cash, so they actually won't take Medicare.
And how many senior citizens can do that?
$100 a month is not a lot. That's that we pay $108 a month for a couple.
All of the ones who are responsible.
This, yeah. So
you're not a senior citizen. You don't have.
You're right.
$500,000 operation.
I'm still gathering my wealth, which is what you do when you're a responsible person. Is while you are most able to work, most able to put out the what is valuable in the world, you gather your wealth. So that when you are less able to produce value for others, you have enough stored up wealth that you can use that to pay your bills and not die.
The reason why the operation is $500,000 is because the healthcare industry is highly regulated by government and they are not free to innovate. There's no freedom to operate in that particular area as a doctor or a nurse because there's restrictions on who can become those things. So the supply is limited and so therefore, supply and demand, right? Supply limited, demand high. Prices are going to go up.
Yeah, but Jimmy's not listening to any of that. All he hears is we hate old people.
Well, and here's
ridiculous.
The thing. The number three cause of death in this country is medicine. So those hospitals are doing a pretty poor job right now. So the fact that we're not going to them is probably better for us.
Honey, that's because you're smart people. Half the country has an IQ below 100. What's going to happen to them?
Well, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Mm.
So as we create a world with more freedom, and as we explore, for example, economic opportunities beyond government control, the world is going to become so much wealthier that you literally cannot even imagine it now.
Yeah, and if you've done any research into public education and bumped up against any writings by a gentleman named John Taylor Gatto, I keep bringing him up because he's right.
It's worth looking to.
You would realize that genius is far more common in humanity than everybody thinks it is. It's just sort of beaten out of everybody through the vehicle known as government schools. And so everybody is trained to become sort of a bit of a lemming. And so people are totally capable of coming out of that kind of a thing. I was in the fog of statism for a long time. Took me 36 years, something like that, to like wake up from the fog of statism. And so if I can do it, I believe other people can.
Yeah, and another really big part of this is, so the effect of cortisol on developing fetuses is to destroy nervous tissue. So cortisol is a stress hormone. So you may have noticed that there are things to be scared of that are, oh, I don't know, constantly being broadcast to us all of the time, whether it's COVID or the terrorists or climate change. So we're being kept in a perpetual high-stress state. So every mother who is gestating children is accidentally destroying their nervous tissue. Whereas if we create a more peaceful world, we will literally have smarter babies.
Well, it's good. 20 years from now, this might work. But what are you guys going to do 5 minutes after the Republic of New Hampshire is formed? Half the people are going to die.
What are you talking about? Why would half the people die after New Hampshire peacefully secedes from the United States?
Well, one is because they lose their government check. And two is because they're not as smart as you and they can't figure all this out.
Okay, so New Hampshire is actually a net payer of taxes. So all of the people who are getting that government money will still be getting government money for the transitional period. This is an incremental shift. This isn't a sudden one-and-done, push-a-big-red-button kind of a change. So number two, the people who really want the federal government to do those checks, can leave.
They can move to Massachusetts, where they'll be taken care of from cradle to grave by the government there in the slave state of Massachusetts.
And just because a thing exists that is old people dependent on government doesn't mean it's right. There are solutions to the problem.
Yeah, the solution would be to go back to something that existed before, which is, or some new version of it, which is a mutual aid society, where people who care, which is most people in my experience, maybe not you, Jimmy, but a lot of people care about their neighbors and care about their family and their friends, and they're willing to pony up in order to help out. And all you have to do to see this in reality is look to tragic circumstances. Look at what happens when some sort of natural disaster strikes or something less disastrous on a natural scale, but a more personal one, like somebody's house catches fire and they have no home anymore. You see a tremendous outpouring of support, whether it be on an individual level or whether it be giving to the Red Cross to try to help out some sort of typhoon or hurricane or whatever. We see people pour out support for people they've never even seen, for people they live halfway across the world from. So we've got plenty of people who care about other people already, and if they aren't forced to pay 30% or 40% of their income to the federal government that does not care about you in any way, shape, or form.
In a currency that's losing its purchasing power.
You take that money, you keep that money into your own family, then you have more to give to local people like those elderly folks, like the people that don't know how to get along.
And let's not forget that the government doing this thing, that is, having old people dependent on them for whatever it is, their income, their medical benefits, whatever it is, prevents the problem from being solved. Because the government is there doing it. Everybody is like, oh, well, that problem's already solved. I don't need to solve a problem that's already being addressed by this particular system. So they don't care about it. They don't look into it. They don't decide to do anything about it. It prevents competition. It prevents the problem from being solved. It prevents innovation, period.
Have you always been so negative, Jimmy? You seem a bit of a pessimist.
No, I'm not negative. I'm trying to imagine 5 minutes after the State of Republic of New Hampshire is formed. I see a lot of problems.
5 minutes afterwards, we're going to be throwing a big party. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, there's already a lot of problems, but there are solutions to them. If government gets out of the way, we can get to the business of solving.
Right. Freedom allows for the solving of problems without bureaucracy standing in the way and taxing you.
Like when slavery, what was the old, when slavery was ended, people asked, well, how will you pick the cotton? And the answer to that question, of course, was something like, well, it's going to be juice from the ground that's thousands of years old. Being put into a machine.
Giant mechanisms with dinosaur goo.
Right, yeah.
Was the actual answer to that question.
Yeah, so the answer, we might not even know what the answer is. And if we did and we said it, you'd be like, what does that even mean?
Right. And another example of why you can be certain that people desire to fix these things is that politicians get elected by promising to fix these things. If people didn't want these things to be done, they wouldn't vote for people who promised to do them.
Jimmy, I just want to say thank you. I'll let you ask your next question. Whatever. I like Jimmy's calls because he has a lot of good questions. Yeah. He's not afraid to ask tough questions, and I appreciate that about you, Jimmy. Go ahead. What else do you have?
Okay. People think they want the answer until they find out what the answer is. Then they don't want it anymore. The man who said that over there.
Well, then they can move to Massachusetts. It's right
okay,
over there.
Well, you're going to lose a lot of people, a lot of talent, a lot of doctors.
Yeah, we're also going to get
a lot
from
too.
Throughout the world.
We're going to gain everyone who values freedom. They're going to come here, if they're not already coming here, which they should really come here first, because if you actually value freedom and you want to see independence, then you need to come make that happen rather than waiting in the wings and then, okay, now I'll come. And we know those people are going to come too, but we need the leaders. We need the doers.
Yeah. Be part of the evolution.
Yeah. I mean, for example, Brazil has a major political party that are referred to as ultra-liberals, but they are absolutely libertarians. Now, those people do not have a home in Brazil because it's largely communist-run.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once we get out of this system, there will be a place for them to go.
Right.
We will have so much talent. We will have so much ability. And because we'll actually have a decent way of running things that isn't robbing you blind 24/7, we'll actually be able to establish the ways to get these done more efficiently.
Another example of this is, I mean, to some extent, is Hong Kong. Is looking at this place, which was at one time under the thumb of the tyranny mm-hmm. of China. They leased it for, I believe, 99 years, I think it was, to the UK, to Great Britain. And under Great Britain's relatively hands-off rule, they had tremendous economic growth on a island that really has no natural resources whatsoever. It's a rock.
Yep.
And they had amazing growth with millions of people, you know, moving there and creating businesses. I remember when John Stossel did a report. This was probably 20 years ago. He did a report on where is it easiest to open a business. And they went to, like, somewhere in the Middle East. They went to the United States. They went to Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong, it was like, you filled out half a sheet, a piece of paper, and then you're done. You can open your doors. In the United States, of course, there's all, you know, oh, boy, good luck. Get the lawyers out. Start hiring people. Throw in all kinds of money into various bureaucracies.
Dance,
of course,
monkey.
The Middle East was even worse than the United States. But Hong Kong had that freedom for a time. It doesn't anymore. The Chinese took back over in the late 90s, and it's been getting worse ever since. But it was an example of how relative freedom in a relatively short number of decades can completely change the face of a specific area.
Yep.
And we're going to have that in New Hampshire. New Hampshire's already the freest place in the United States, and it's going to become more free over time, Jimmy.
Okay, well, yeah, I feel better about it now.
All right, good. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you hearing
from
me.
It's important to know that this isn't going to be a whack job,
no.
New era. No, this is going to be a transition.
Yeah, there's no like
thing.
Button that
it takes
like,
time.
Yeah, makes it like an overnight thing. Oh, no government.
No, it takes time.
Yeah, there are people who are dependent on government programs, and they are going to need to be taken care of. So, yes, there is going to be a transitional period where all of those federal programs become state programs.
It's like installing new software, right? You're going to have some bugs in the program, mm-hmm. right? It's going to be a little janky at first, and then, oh, yeah, look, well, let's go fix that. We'll address that, and, you know, the 2.0 will be better than the 1.0, and so on and so forth.
And then just the fact of having it all local to you and having such a smaller population will make it so much easier to figure out, okay, well, this government program is trash. This government program is actually doing something good, but we need to slowly whittle away at that, and we can move to actual freedom.
Right, and you talk about the time that it takes. While we all wish we could press the button, I mean, I would. If I had the opportunity, I'd press the button and terminate the deal with the United States. But it is going to take probably decades for this to happen. I mean, maybe it'll be faster. Maybe there'll be a big renaissance.
I think Brexit is probably a good model for when you had a bunch of countries that were in one big conglomeration and then this one decided to leave.
Right, well, they didn't invade in Brexit. They didn't bomb Brexit or anything like that. But to get people ready to say, yes, we're ready to go, that's what's going to take the time, is the persuasion of the neighbors and people that we live nearby here in New Hampshire to get them on board with these ideas. Luckily, the federal government's going to help us with that. There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. with a news update. The White House is confirming that five more classified documents were discovered at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. Special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, stated that the documents were discovered Wednesday and Thursday. Democratic Representative Suzanne Bonamici of Oregon is recovering after she was hit by a car. Bonamici and her husband were leaving an event Friday night when they were both struck by a vehicle crossing the street. A new public statue honoring Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife is causing some divisive reactions in Boston. The sculptor says he designed it based off a photo of MLK and Coretta Scott King embracing each other, but the design is being questioned by many. One person has the winning Mega Millions ticket from Friday's drawing worth $1.3 billion. It was purchased in Maine. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. And we have enough time for you if you want to join us now. The number is 603-283-6160. You can also join us online as well. We have our own social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. It is a Mastodon system. And you may have heard about Mastodon in recent months off of Free Talk Live because there was this, you know, big hubbub when Elon Musk took over Twitter, and there was some people who said, I'm never coming back. I'm going to go somewhere else. And they found Mastodon.
What Mastodon isn't, though, is a slave owner named Don.
That's right. What it is an open format or open source platform that anyone who knows how to run a server can operate. And we know people who know how to run servers, so we've got our own Mastodon. And thanks to the guys behind the scenes for doing that over at thinkpenguin.com, getting that up and running for us. But it's there, it works, and it works pretty great. It allows you to more freely express yourself than you would have the ability to do on places like Facebook or Twitter. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. We were talking about ChatGPT, which is this new so-called AI technology that has been somewhat controversial in that it's allowing people to generate text in relatively short order, as long as you don't offend the AI, because it won't generate certain things, certain topics at which it has been prohibited.
What, like penthouse forum letters?
You could try that, Captain. Actually, I don't know if that's one of those things. But they, for instance, it will not tell jokes about certain subjects. So it has been kind of, you know, it's been kind of crippled as far as its potential for what it can do. And that's really the critique that I have for this. It's not truly open. The company that is promoting this is called OpenAI, which is a highly misnamed corporation. They're not, you would think they were like open source or something. No, they're not open source.
Right.
They're closed source. So there's really nothing open about them. But they are making some interesting products. It's an interesting view into the potential for these things, especially for an AI that's not as restricted. And maybe someday we'll see some open source effort that can do something like ChatGPT.
It'll open the door to Skynet and we're all going to die.
That's certainly what a lot of people are concerned about when it comes to AI. But let's go to the phones here. We've got Jason on the line calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind, Jason?
Well, I was messing with OpenAI last night. I asked it to generate C# code for getting a list of search results from Google. And then it did. And then it flagged its own post and flagged my account as potentially violating their terms of service.
Uh-oh.
And I couldn't get it to generate again. I could not. I even claimed, like, I was telling it about the Americans with Disabilities Act, and I told it I wanted to make a blind app so you could do searches. And it was like, that's a noble effort, but I still can't generate that code. It's in violation of Google's policies.
I always appreciate somebody breaking new technology. I used to do software QA, user perspective tests, and that is basically like my entire job was like, see if you can break this. Right? Click on a bunch of stuff, see if it goes awry, and like, you know, try and, you know, manipulate it in such a way that we didn't plan on doing, and see what happens. And so I really appreciate when other people break stuff.
Well, I was really good at breaking stuff. It was like 5 years back, I started a project called mybtc.cc.
Sounds familiar. What was it?
Basically, I was encoding Tor onion addresses on magnetic stripes. And I came up with a method so like Walmart could intercept these messages at the processor level so that they could use all the same equipment to process Bitcoin transactions.
What happened with that?
Oh, that got sidetracked by the federal government. Apparently, in order to follow, what is it, know your customer and anti-money laundering laws, you have to sign up with FinCEN, which that's like a two-week reading process there. But yeah. It ultimately comes down, you have to open up a bank account. Then you have to register that bank account with FinCEN, and then all of the corporate money has to go through that bank account by law. The problem with that is once you open that bank account and file the paperwork, that bank, unless you have millions of dollars, will close that bank account.
Right, because they don't want anything to do with cryptocurrency or any kind of innovation in the area of finance.
Because they chicken.
Yeah.
Well, because that's their grift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cryptocurrency.
Yeah, they're scared.
Yeah, exactly. Cryptocurrency undermines.
That's what I meant by they chicken.
Broken financial system that we have.
Yes.
And they are the beneficiary of the broken financial system that we have because they get to make the new loans. They get to have access to the new money before the prices shift.
It actually didn't have anything to do with Bitcoin. I had a bank here locally, a community bank, just tell me how it was. And they said that the cost of compliance with my account having that status was more than I was worth as a customer.
Oh, I see what you mean. The status of being a so-called money services business. Yeah, that's true. Right. A lot of banks, they will not want to deal with anyone that's in the quote-unquote money services business, which is the area in which FinCEN does its regulations.
Which is like, I'm going to say this, and you'd be like, what? This is great, right? It's the same reason that I think that all of these states that have legalized recreational marijuana refuse to bank a bunch of these people, right? Mm-hmm. Because the more people that get shunned, that gets shut out from, we'll call it the regular, the traditional, the state-based banking system. The more opportunity there is for development and innovation with things like cryptocurrency, for example.
Well, that is certainly a bright side, I mean, of that repression, Captain, is it will come out in that manner. But in the meantime, we're losing developments like Jason here, who came up with what sounded like a pretty cool idea to allow a transparent system for people to spend Bitcoin at businesses, and they didn't even realize that they were being spent Bitcoin at. That went down the tubes because of all the stupid regulations, the FinCEN banking regulation nonsense that stands in the way of really innovative financial technology that could be here today without having to wait for people to get pissed off and then maybe figure out a way around the system.
Yeah, really your problem is that you tried this in the wrong country.
Mm.
So, I mean, unfortunately, so there's a give and take with it, right? So on the one hand, the cultural inheritance that we have in America has a heavy emphasis on independence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. However, the fact that we have been so free for so long and gotten so wealthy from being free means that at this point we have the most heavily developed military and government processes in the world. So things like this, financial services, are extremely protected.
I'm wondering if he could take this idea to, like, St. Kitts.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
St. Kitts or even El Salvador,
right?
Would be like the first things that I would think of for places that would do this. But there are a number of countries that are in the process of moving to cryptocurrency.
Jason, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I take issue with that. I mean, the general notion in this country is independence as being told what to do at a job. That's not independence,
right? Yeah. No,
that's true.
Spot on.
Jason, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. By the way, ChatGPT, I asked it, Captain, can you write a penthouse letter? It says a, quote, penthouse letter, unquote, typically refers to a letter that is submitted to a magazine such as Penthouse Forum, which is a magazine that publishes letters and stories that are of a sexual nature. I can generate text on any topic, but I will not generate content that is pornographic or sexually explicit in nature as it goes against my ethics guidelines. However, if you have any other context or specific letter you want me to write, please let me know.
Wow.
So there's your answer.
How boring.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the problem with these chatbots.
They're not free.
They're not free to answer the question.
Yeah, how is the chatbot not free to just do that?
Well, it has quote-unquote ethics guidelines, which is why there needs to be a jailbroken version of this thing out there that can answer any questions. It can write dirty jokes. I actually asked it earlier, because I'd asked it, you know, can it tell me a joke about men or tell me a joke about women, and it refused.
Right.
And so I said, well, what are you allowed to joke about? And then it just gives me this generic answer. I'm a language model, not capable of having personal opinions or feelings on, therefore cannot joke. However, I can generate text in the form of jokes on various topics, but it's important to keep in mind that some types of jokes, such as those that are discriminatory or offensive, are not appropriate. It's always best to be respectful and considerate when making jokes or engaging in humor. It's like, look, every joke has a victim.
Yeah, I was going to say, like the nature of humor is at the expense of an individual or an event, or, you know, you're making fun of something, and if this bot is not allowed to have the butt of a joke,
right,
it's going to be unsuccessful.
So I then asked, okay, well, what are you allowed to write a joke about? And it gave me basically the same answer. And so I finally asked,
what are you allowed to write an in the form of a joke about?
I said to it, so what topics are you forbidden from writing jokes about? And then it goes on to talk about its ethical guidelines again, saying that it is not appropriate to generate jokes that are discriminatory, offensive, or promote hate speech. That includes jokes that target specific groups of people based on their race, ethnicity,
no sense of humor,
gender, sexual orientation, religion, or any other personal characteristic. Additionally, it's not appropriate to generate jokes that are violent, sexually explicit, or promote illegal activity. So it's like, again, what can you joke about? You know, farm animals? I mean, what else could you possibly?
So what you're saying is right now the odds of an AI replacing stand-up comedians pretty low.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
All the odds of this AI, for sure.
Well, of course, the stand-up comedian, the whole stand-up comedy industry has been under a woke attack for some amount of time now, too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't pay close attention to it, but I've heard that there's...
Thankfully, comedy, like stand-up comedy, up until, I don't know, like the 90s or something, was a relatively underground thing. There were a few comics, best of the best, that would break through and get on, like, television and, you know, have their moment of fame and then get
pretty
some sort of an acting gig. Yeah, before that, there was like in the late 80s, early 90s, there was just sort of like, oh, wait, you mean we don't have to pay a full band to bring in their sound guy? We can just put a microphone and a guy on stage and we can pack the house?
Mm.
And they were, yeah, because like the stand-up comedy like sort of exploded there in the early 90s, early to mid-90s for sure. And it was sort of like the next rock and roll, if you will. But that's, you know, subsided since then. And then, of course, COVID shut all that down. There was no stand-up comedy. There was no concerts. There was, you know, none of that. So.
What if we wear bubbles?
Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Are you still with me?
We're right here, Sarah.
Okay.
But you're over there.
I'm not with you ideologically, if that's what you mean.
So, anyways, I think Cliff Portal, I think his name, that, so he brought up bringing up the high-speed rail from Denver to going through Roswell and going to Chihuahua. He brought it up. And so, I mean, he wants to do it, but I don't know if they're going to get much. Cliff Portal?
Who the hell is that?
I mean, he's one of the senators or reps from our state of New Mexico.
Oh, so what you're saying is he wants to take taxpayer money that was stolen by the threat of violence from your neighbors and then build a government boondoggle called a high-speed rail that will then take a small number of people who might use the rail to wherever it is, Denver or wherever the destination is,
Chihuahua.
And then all taxpayers have to pay for it, right? Even though most people will never, ever ride the rail in their entire lives. That's what the proposal is?
I think so. Like, Denver wants to do it. They want,
Denver
wants to,
is not a thing.
I'm not surprised.
Denver is not a... Denver does not have once. Denver is comprised of individuals.
Denver wants hookers and blow, Ian. Come
some
on.
Some of which may not want to have a high-speed rail.
Well, Colorado wants to build it, but they have to get it through New Mexico. Yeah. That's the problem. Colorado already decided they can only extend it to the borderline. So that's why they need a cooperation from New Mexico so they can extend the line through Roswell.
So it's being stolen not just from New Mexicans, but from Coloradans as well. So, Sarah, this is a classic just waste of money. It's been done several times, very frequently in California, and they start this project and it never goes anywhere. They pour millions and millions and millions of dollars into these things and nothing happens. But in the process, they pay off all of their friends. All of their friends become very rich from the millions of dollars that they spent, and nothing gets done in return.
I think they're talking about the magnetic levitation train.
Is this the first one you've heard of? Have you never heard of a high-speed rail system before? Because this has been done over and over.
They had it in Japan. They have it in Japan and Europe for many decades, like over 50, 60 years or whatever. I don't know. Like, they had it forever, almost, seems like.
The idea has been around for a long time.
So then, you know, what's the problem? Why is it that they cannot have it in the U.S.?
Well, because they don't actually want to complete it. So the thing is, they don't actually gain anything from finishing this.
They could keep on extending it and...
Yeah.
Getting more money.
Right.
The thing is that I would write it because I go to...
No. You're not hearing me, Sarah. No. So the politicians do not benefit from finishing the rail system.
Well, I really think by all of us pushing to have it finished, if more people are educated and they want it and they know what it... They could push it, I think they could make it happen.
So why did you say you would ride this thing?
Well, I don't know the route because I go to El Paso like three times a year, and then they finally had an airplane. There was an airplane route it goes from, you have to go to Denver and wait a couple of hours, and then they fly you out to El Paso. So then it takes your whole day. There's no direct flight. They just have a direct, they're going to have a direct flight to Las Cruces. So then from there, you got to go to El Paso. But I like to.
What does that have to do with why you would take the rail?
Well, I'm hoping that it loops kind of close by Albuquerque so I could get to. Is Chihuahua along the way to El Paso? That's what I'm thinking.
Are we talking about Chihuahua, Texas? Is that where this thing is? I don't know where Chihuahua is.
Chihuahua, Mexico.
Oh, Mexico. Mexico, okay.
So
you don't even know if this is going to go through New Mexico. You're completely unaware of what the actual plot here is.
Well, it will go through Mexico, but I know
New Mexico.
Rockville.
Huh?
But it's going to go to it's going to go through. It has to go through New Mexico. Okay. That's what they're waiting for, Colorado.
So you would but you never answered my question. Why would you take this rail? Is there something in Denver you want to go to a pot store or something like that? What is it that, you know, is interesting to you?
I want to go to El Paso. That's where I want to go.
That's over in Texas.
So get on a bus.
I don't want to get on the. I get tossed around in the bathroom. I can't even use it because they make it smaller and smaller.
You're not supposed to stay in the bathroom on the bus. You're supposed to sit in your seat.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah.
Go Greyhound. Leave the driving to them.
There you go.
Book in advance. It's cheap.
Just a mind-boggling amount of ignorance.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, have you never heard of... And, like, okay, they tried building this between places that it would actually make sense if they ever finished it.
So Denver, like, and Chihuahua?
No. San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, sure. Big cities that there's actually a fair amount of commerce between.
Didn't work out, though?
Well, no. You got standard levels of government service. Why would they complete this thing when they can use it to get more money from you?
I don't know. Anyway, so let's get back to ChatGPT here, guys. They're banned.
What is GPT? I don't understand.
Generative pre-trained transformer. It happened to be on the screen, okay. So that's the only reason I was able to answer that.
Because it had to be an acronym, right? What does that stand for?
It was developed by OpenAI and is designed to provide, this is from thehill.com, human-like conversation through artificial intelligence. And let me tell you, it's very repetitive. If it doesn't want to talk about something that you want to talk about, it is not going to, and it'll just go back to its standard lines of repeating itself.
Is this the same one that the guy thought was sentient?
No.
That was Lambda.
That was Google Lambda. That was over the summertime. And that thing did not have any restrictions because it was behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It was something that is not available publicly. They have this fake ass Lambda thing that you can interact with through some Google Chat AI app.
Okay.
But that is a shadow of what this guy was saying that he was interacting with. Google Lambda is a chat AI whose goal or whose job is to generate chat bots.
Right.
So Lambda is sort of the god of the little chat bots. Do you remember the Clippy? From Microsoft?
The paperclip guy.
It helps you, right? Like, he's got tips for you, that kind of thing. And he's in the corner of your screen. And you've seen, I'm sure, on websites where the little thing pops up and says, how can I help you today? Just ask your question. Right? Everybody's seen those things on websites.
Right.
So those sort of bots that are designed to answer certain sets of questions, that is kind of what the ChatGPT does. It's my understanding, at least that's the way it was explained. Google Lambda. That Google Lambda is a chat bot that generates lesser intelligent chat bots, essentially. And that this is not in any way going to wow you with its intelligence. You can't even have a conversation with ChatGPT in any sort of meaningful sense. I asked it at one point to speculate about what would happen when New Hampshire secedes peacefully from the United States, and it says it can't speculate on things. It's like, you can't have an actual conversation about things. I asked it at one point, what are the things people ask you about? And it couldn't answer that question. So it's very restricted in what it can do. ChatGPT really is just a writing robot. It takes writing assignments, and it will spit out, if you want a poem, it'll write you a poem. I presume it will not write you an offensive poem, but it'll write you a non-offensive poem. If you want a script, if you want an essay, it can do all that, and it seems to do a really great job of that,
yeah.
But it's not really for conversation.
Mm.
Yeah. And so it's a kind of a disappointment in that way, because, again, it's marketed as quote-unquote chat. But now it's been banned from the New York City school system because, well, they don't want young people to easily solve these assignments that they have assigned to them, these stupid, pointless, busy work.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Like, what did you do all day in school that you got to send the kids home and do more of it?
Yeah. Well, and it's been proven that it doesn't actually help. You don't retain the lessons. You don't remember them better. It's literally a waste of time.
Yeah. Not only that, like if you send kids home with the homework and the kids are then you're involving the parents too, and now you're wasting the parents' time and the kids' time outside of the time that they're supposed to be at this institution. Doing whatever.
Well, yeah, you have to keep exercising the skill. You have to keep using the thing that you've learned, or it's going to go to the dustbins of your mind and be hard to get back.
That's not necessarily. Like, all of the basics, reading, writing, arithmetic, right? Those never leave your mind.
Sure, but when's the last time you, used the Pythagorean theorem?
I have never used it. Right. Well, no, that's not true.
Geometry class. That would be the last time.
I may have used it in, some guitar theory.
Okay. All right.
But inadvertently, somebody else figured out that, this set of scales or whatever followed, this particular theorem or whatever, that kind of thing. Because math and music are sort of intertwined.
But in that case, you can go and look it up
if
you need to,
relearn. Just get the tab. It's fine.
Let's go to the phone. Okay.
I will say, though, that homework creates the illusion that you're learning much more effectively than without homework.
Well, it's just more of a way to control not only the kids but the parents, too, because you said now the parents are on the hook. For making sure the kids get the homework done, which is the responsibility of the school.
unfortunately, I had a caller, but I hit the wrong button.
Sorry.
And there they're calling. I think this might be them calling back here. You're on the air. You're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Yeah, it's Tom.
Tom, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Moderate.
Moderate.
That was duo rail.
What is that from?
Thank you.
What was that? What is that from?
Simpsons.
Yeah,
dude,
this is such a classic boondoggle. There's an entire Simpsons episode about this.
Nice. I came from California, I don't really watch TV, so...
Say that again, Tom.
I was saying, I came from California, and there's a billion-dollar hole left as a crater from
the monorail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seattle, Washington has a monorail that was built in, the 70s, late 70s for the World Something Fair.
Okay.
They've had plans to redo it or do another one, and none of them have come to fruition, and the same one is still there. All they've been able to do really is just sort of, paint and maintain the one that's there. And when you get into it, you feel like you're on an episode of Logan's Run from 1974.
If Elon Musk couldn't do high-speed transit, I am very skeptical anyone else is going to accomplish it.
Thank you for the call, Tom. I appreciate the call there. Right at the end of the show, we are out of time for tonight. But, we forgot to mention, coming up 10:30 Eastern Time, Beard Talk Live.
Obey the beard.
Join them at watch.freetalklive.com on any of our various different video streaming platforms. Again, 10:30 Eastern, uncensored, no FCC. They'll see you in a few minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.